Спасибо, Геннадь.
Да, мы поняли.
Yes. Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. I mentioned the other night in the Bnei Olam dinner, Meisen Neira, that the Weitzner Rav writes in his Akdoma to a Sefer Mekadshei Hashem. The holy Rav of Apta, the Ev Yisrael, was once sitting. He was crying bechias neirois and mayan leinochim. You couldn't comfort him. You couldn't stop him. He was inconsolable. And his colleague, the holy Rebbe of Zisha, asked him what to do. And the Ev Yisrael answered that he sees Baruch HaKodesh, that if it's a Mashiach before Mashiach comes, Yidin will be soivul geferlich yisurim and tzaros neirois. He was crying. So the Rebbe of Zisha told him, Abdurov, he was not Abdurov then, whatever, Kolbusov, whatever he was, wherever he was. He said, Shtet Zoyer HaKodesh, that the Ebesha doesn't send Yisurim on a person more than he could handle. We said last week, the Vort, the Emes B'Shem HaMedrash, Hashu Anoysin Shelek HaTzor. When Be'emes Lahoyer, that the Rebbe of Zisha was Yedua, was Meduchke B'Yisurim his whole life, and he was Mitzuyin in the Midah of Cholmada v'rachmana, gamzul l'toivo, and kishen shem avorchim, all the good tzach. Kiyadu the ma'isa, that the magid, someone came to the magid, and he told him that how is one mekayim b'poil, the inyan of kishen shem avorchim ala toiv, kach. So the Mizrisha magid sent him to go see my Talmud Reb Zusha. He went to Reb Zusha, and all he talked about was penatos. I've never felt any tzar in my entire life. And the Reb Zusha himself says, it's brought in this foreign, that's pshat by Avram Avinu, Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakol, that whatever happened to Avram Avinu as the Eisen Adinenu, the founder of Kol Yisrael, it was, Hakol was the Toiv, and so to Saris, Kulim Shavim L'Toiva. Everything was wonderful. Kiyadu, there were tzaddikim on this Madrega. They say that the first, the Alta Sadegera Rebbe was 15 months in jail. Yisurim Neroi. It was so, there was a Nebuchad cloister next door to the Beis Asurim, and it used to ring the bell, and he couldn't handle it. He put his hands, his fingers in his, he sat there for hours and it was his hands in his fingers. He shouldn't hear the Pamini Atzilful from the Tumah. And after he left jail, he had a hole in his ear from, he didn't have a bed. Gefarlach Yisurim Leroyim. In the time that he was there, he went through Tur and Shulchan Aruch Baal Peh four times. So afterwards, when he was released, his shver, the Beis Aaron of Kalim, came to him and said, what were you thinking when you were in jail? So his answer was a shrug of the shoulders in Beloshna Gemara, Mali Hocha, Mali Hosom. So yeah, that Madrega, in Rishon they lived in the lap of luxury, with thousands of siddim and palaces. That is no difference, a jail, no difference, whatever. Gam ki eishe b'choyshe chavaya early. Like his father, the Holy Rishner, said, Gam ki eilich b'geitz amovas le'iro, raki ato imodi. To be on that madrega, the Gemara says in Brochus, the taichin le'yom begodim, the parashas mitzoyra, v'aldi getaich. The Gemara says in Brochus, d'avzayin tzaddik, v'toivloi tzaddikom. He teaches to be on the madrega that whatever happens to a person, even Rachman al-Sultan, negative things, and it's still v'toivloi, is the charaya the person has to be a tzaddik gomer. That was the madrega of the Rebbe Reb Zisha. So when the Abderav heard that Reb Zisha says, you know, the Eibush doesn't send you surah more than you can handle, he started crying even greater and he screamed, Reb Zisha, do you know how much soris Yidin could be soivul? He didn't have an infinite amount of capacity to be soivul soros. And that, valdokabuch, that he was crying. Be'emes, the Chlusharim brings, if everyone knows the famous word, we often say, the first of the steps of the Dalet Kosis, the Dalet Lashenis of Geulah, the Talich of Geulah starts with Vaitzesi Eschem Mitachas Siv, that ye can no longer be soivul, the goals. Kiyadua, that the word that Tzadikim said, the worst type of golos is the nuichi haster aster, that he is so much in golos that he doesn't realize that he's in golos. Right? Like the Chlusharim brought the famous mashal of the Rebbe Rabbeinu of Shishcha, mashal of Ben Melech, who was morad ba'aviv, and his father sends the fashiktim somewhere in golos, and after a long time he sends one of the sorim, one of the cabinet ministers, to see how is he faring. And he sees he's sitting there with begodim bluim, he's yachef, he has no shoes, he's with all the shikurim, he's starving, life is not good. And he comes over to him incognito and says, perhaps I can help you. Do you need anything? And the son said, oh, I would be so happy if you could bring me a new set of clothes with maybe some shoes for my feet. And the Tsar started crying. He said, like, see this dardarus of a Ben Melech, a prince, and what is he happy with? And the Rabbinim said, that's Pshat and Pasuk. David HaMelech says until him, Vayar b'tzar lahem b'shmoya esrinosim. The Tsar of the Yidis that in Golus, what is he happy with the Hashmenshka, whatever, right? And there was when the Gedolei Chassidei Beis Gur of our generation, of Gadol Eisner and Mechanech Chesed Elyon, he used to say he only understood this vort, Vayar b'tzar lahem b'shmoya esrinosim, when he was in the camps in the war. And over there, if you're able to steal another potato peel, they were mamish dancing with moldy simcha. What is the rina? What is the happiness? So sometimes you see there's another derech, there's a derech of the Rebbe Bzishan. And there's a derech mi'idach of the Eiv Yisrael that with the Yidiz Betzara, shreit. The story is told that someone came to the Satmarov, the Vriyoyal, said, with Herzog. And he said, Machshan, I call the Seder, everything is Seder. The Satmarov gave a krech, in the Seder, there's also more. In other words, the Seder sometimes. And actually, the first Adiger Rebbe said that when the Gezerah of Malbushin came in Russian, and there was Tsaris, there was, like, you know, a terrible Gezerah. So he heard from his father, the Tzapakadish of Rishon, that initially he thought to himself, you know, it's a Minash Ramayim, and there's a Tachlis for it, and I call it Toivoda. Then he realized, the Gemara says in Psachim of Kuftazov, Bola Mor Lo Yotze. If you swallow the Mor, and you're not Margish the Mirirus, you don't feel the pain, you're not Yotze. In other words, and then only after you feel the Daimik of the pain, then came the Yeshua. And at this dinner, this is Bernard Eilon dinner, Rabbi Achner said two, the Gemiyasid, said two mice. I want to repeat it with Mechila for those who were there, but I'm like, Gewaldige mice, I'm Mamish, it struck me in the heart. First mice is, they bring out the same idea. There was once a Givir Adir had a factory, employed hundreds of people. A Kitzin Amaso, he knew in Shtot there was a family, Nebuch, a father and a mother, had a daughter, and Nebuch, both the father and the mother, passed away. And Nebuch, the girl, was a Kaila Diki Yisayim from Alazaitin. She had no one, Mishan Mishanis. And he took in this girl in the business, and he taught her the ropes, and he trusted her, and eventually she was a Tichtiga, she was a capable person, had competence. And eventually she entered into, like, what is she going to do, work in the factory floor? She worked in the inner office, and she became a confidant. And she knew all the sizes, she knew all the, she had all the keys to the business. And eventually the auditors noticed that there was money missing. A sizable amount of money. Anyway, they made a drisha hakira, and the finger of suspicion fell on this girl. So the balabas calls her into the office. I knew your parents. I was very close to them. I pushed had rachmanos on you. I took you in. I was megadol you. And this is how you mishalim ro tachas toivu. You took the money. She was screaming. She was frantic. She denied it completely. And she had to leave the business. And she was so tzebrochen that eventually she just from agbas nefesh she withered away and died. After she died, the accountants went through again, and the Umavara, they know where the money is. The money was pushed somewhere, and everything, all the books suddenly were balanced, and this Gvir Adir suddenly realized that because of him, a girl who was Nechimi Pesha, she Nechikapayim, and she died because of him, and he has blood, Jewish blood on his hands. So, where do we go from here? So we journeyed to the Meir Pimishlaner. And he walks into the Heichal Kodshi of the Holy Rebbe Pimishlaner. As he goes on the threshold on the Miftan Abayit, the Rebbe Pimishlaner tells him, "Ritzeach Arus." The guy was in shtuim. He didn't say a word what he's here for. Ritzeach Arus. So he said, I'm not leaving. So he said, someone who caused the death of an innocent girl, I can't have you with me. When he was the Achas, I'm not leaving here, Rebbe, until you find a tikkun for my neshama. Eventually, okay, came in. The only thing, kula haiva ulai, go into pravag golus for 4 years, where you don't sleep on the same bed more than one night, where whatever hunger pains you feel, you never ask. You never, if someone gives you, you could take, but you can't ask. Kula haiva ulai, maybe ulai yirachem, you find a thing. After 3 years, this guy was at the end of his tether. He came, he happened to be, that one night he was with the sons. And he was not, he hadn't eaten for an entire week. And he's pushed the haltzach by asifas hakoichas, he's about to geos. And he was sitting in the ezach nosh, he was sleep on a binkel. So a gvir punk came in then, and he's, this guy, this former gvir, is like sitting saying tilim b'demoy shoulder, he's crying his eyes out. And this other fellow from the local Sanza resident comes in, he sees him, are you hungry? He says, I'm starving. Haven't eaten in a week. So he brings him home, schleps him home, and it gives him a kook, and he sees on his face that he's not stam a schnorr who's going with the other. He's a bentoy, an only bentoy of him, as we say. Like, ah, he has a regal aristocratic bearing. He doesn't look like stam up as a schnorr for 5 and 10 p, right? So he takes out a wad of notes, and he wants to give him. He says, I can't. So he finally opens up and tells him the whole shtalshul of Sadvur. So he tells him the only one who could help you is the Holy Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim. So he schlepped him to the Divrei Chaim, and he told him the whole story. And the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Aruf, told him, go back to Primishlan, and go on the Bermeir in the 3 years, Shavach Chaim, the Hochai, went to Lamail. So he told him, go to the cave of Bermeir Primishlan, and tell him that the Sanz Aruf Paskin died. 3 years, you've come, and the word of the story is, once you've come to the end of your savlons, you can't be so evil more. That's he was supposed to be trying 400 years. Arbor when Kishi Ashibud, whatever, can't take any more. Bingo, enough is enough. That was one story he told. Another story, I want to get to the Chelik Alamdis, so I don't want to hurry up. Another story he told, a marvel to Gemaisa. I just checked it up in Sforum, and in the Sforum that I found, it's a bit different than what he said, whatever. This Maisa was said over by Binyamin Rabinovich from the Badats, from the Tzadikim Yishalayim. Movie to Gemaisa. Once upon a time, there was a Magaif in Poland, and people were going down like flies, and pushing like Yisrael. So the Holy Rebbe Cheskel of Korzhmir sent to his Chaver, Rabbi Shua Osher of Porisov, who was the son of the Yidah Godesh, that he should send his son, Rabbi Aryeh Mordechai, to him, when Ichul and Nemen are from places. I will guarantee his, because people were, so this Rabbi Aryeh, the fishy German of 15 years old, just got married, and he goes to Kozhmir, and he takes him, I think, 13 weeks, they said he was the Gabbai there. He became the Gabbai by the Chesmo of Kozhmir. And if he won Girsa, the matzah was so bad, they wouldn't allow people in the house of the Rebbe. So they had thousands of people. Everyone was they were fighting, pleading for their lives. They were gathered by the window, and every day he would open the window, take the kvitlach from the people, and he'd give it to the Rebbe. And then Rabbi Cheskel would tell him, there was two other tables, one on the right, one on the left. Some kvitlach he would say to the right, and some kvitlach to the left. And after he finished the whole Kabbalah, all the Kvitlach, all the Pitkois, he would then go to the right side and he would daven, whatever. And suddenly, Rav Ari, after observing, he observed that anyone who was Kvitl was put on the right, they lived. Anyone who the Kashmira put it on the left, he left this world. Vahi Ayoyim, a woman, Almona, comes and she's crying the Demoy Shosh. She's already lost, she has 7 children. She's lost her first 6 children in this Magev. Like, it spreads, a virus. She has a Ben Yochid, who's now the last remaining child, the 7th child, who's still alive. She pleads. She gives the kvittel to this Aryeh, this younger man. He goes to the Kodesh Magid, and he tells him, put it on the left side. Is Nimkur Rachmov, and he put the tkvitl on the right side. After the whole Kabbalah Zakal is finished, he sees that Yechezkel of Kozhmir is like walking up and down. He's like in a wow, and his mouth is moving. He's saying some kind of tefillah, and he's like fire. And he calls him and says, Ariela, did you chepezach with tonight? You did have some. He's dealing with the Balruch HaKoyd. He's going to open it up. So he's, I couldn't bear the woman's pain. put it on the right. So Rabbi Cheskel of Kozhmir turned to the younger man, Arya, and he said, "Bistagrester Oyev Yisrael, are you a greater Oyev Yisrael than I am? I see what Tutsuk in Shemayim. If it's already Nigzer Agzeira, I can't do anything. I put it on the left. If there's hope, I am Irish Olimist, whatever, the right." And he saw that for Fallon. And he said, "Because you put it on the right, and they in heaven they pass in Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So instead of this boy, he will live, but you'll have to go. But on the other hand, I already said to your father, the Poros over, that I take your son, Alev Al Zavari, on his places. A kids in a Maisa, he davened, and the Yidah Kodesh, the Zayda, and Shemayim, is he was saved. But he said his only tikkun, the tikkun of this whatever, he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and all the Enoch after the Holocaust that we have today from the Yidah Kodesh are from this that were takasev. And what I learned from the story, it's a moedit tikkamais, it's a derech mesukenes. Aber you see that sometimes dochak v'nichnas, even after the gzeira, he said the Rechetzel Kraft, I forgot to tell you, told the boy, fork this to a tata zazun, so you're able to be poiled by putting it on the right, that this boy will live. So mold is a derech mesuken, in other words, the point I'm trying to bring out is this is too droch. Call it the derech of Rebzusha, or call it Uchura, or call it the derech of the Oyev Yisrael, the Myrish Oyev, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, I discussed many times in the past. He's willing, a man of Yisrael is willing to go to Gehenna and he's willing to forfeit his Oyev Haz, his Oyev Haba, for Kal Yisrael's Vegans and Zivrechayim, but for Kal Yisrael's. The Minchas Elozer brings in the Sefer Shai Yisosfer that once there was a terrible Gezeir against Yidin, and one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov told his Rebbe, no, it must be Minashamayim, as a Kol Toiva. So Baal Shem Tov said to him, I'm pushed on this that you weren't around the time of Mordechai. The Gzeir l'hashmid harad l'arbe, and you would have said, Kol matav rachmanu l'tava v'n gamzu l'teva, instead of being a Mordechai and being Myrish Oilemus. This Kehinah, he brings, I'm not time to elaborate stories. Other stories, B'chal, the Kodnitzer Magad brings in Avod Yisrael on Birsh Ovis, a tzaddik who's matzdik to the tzorus of Chal Yisrael, loy dorach al mifton, he hasn't gone over the shvel, the threshold of Avod Yisrael. Then it's the Rechayim brings the parish of Bahar, I said this the other night, the Gemara says in Baba Basra Dafyud, going to Kitzer, B'shol Tunas Rupas is Rebbe Kiva. If your God loves the poor, so why doesn't he mafarnas them? So he said, to save us through them from Gehenna. So Tunas Rupas said, Adrabah, Marshal and Evid is Meirid B'melech, and he's put in jail, and he's the Pai Mepainitem, and some guy surreptitiously brings in food and drink. Would the Melech not be angry at him? To which Rebbe Kiva said, Fakert, Marshal the Ben, we are... The Rechayim said, maybe this guy who sinned, maybe this guy the Oni sinned, and therefore the Ebrish destroyed him that he would be an Oni. So how do you know that he's Bifchina's Ben? Maybe he's Bifchina's Evan. Said the Rechayim, that's the vort of being a man of Yisrael. The person came with a fiddle to his Rebbe. The Rebbe is Zichra Tzadik of Bifchina's Ben, and he has pain so acutely as the pain of the petitioner, and through that he's Poel Yishuv. So brings the Rechayim. Many, I have no time to talk about many, many other. I think you just a simple word, the Vina Rav, the Gezun sign, brings that is Pshat, that which is the matzah at the Seder that we use for Taka Lechem Oini, Lechem Sha Oini, all of the Harbe, the heavens open it, right? That's the middle matzah. We break the middle matzah. The proof is the middle matzah, yellow? Why that's the middle matzah? There's many, thousands, billions of answers. So Vina Rav says a Moiritic answer. I never thought about it before. It's brilliant. It's simple, brilliant. Because we know that the three matzahs are Kohen, Levi, and Yisroel. Which is the middle matzah? The Levi. What do you know about Levi? Levi is the only Shevet that didn't work. They didn't have Shevet. They're sitting and learning in Kohen. Everyone's breaking their backs, building whatever. Nervos. Levi felt the tzar of their brothers. So everyone else in Kol Yisroel had to say, Gamzu L'Toyve and Kol Badav Rachman. I'll look into that. But for someone else's tzar, you're not supposed to say Gamzu L'Toyve. You're supposed to do something. You're supposed to feel the pain. Therefore, the middle matzah, the broken matzah, the prusa, which pulls whatever, is dafka the matzah of Shevet Levi. The Rabbis writes. Okay. Where are these two, what I call the Rebzusha versus the Abdurov? Where do you see this? Pasha Gemara. Bechur Pashtos. And this is what the Mepharshim learned. Many. The Kluger, the Beis Yitzchok, many, many Sadiqim. You remember the Gemara, this is what I want to talk about today. Actually, this has Hakdom. You remember the Gemara says that there's a machloikes between Hillel and the Chachomim. Hill says, what did Hill do? He used to take Pesach, Matzah, Umar, Vekarchem, Biyachad, Lekayim, Masha, Nemar, Al Matzah, Simra, Yechud. He made what we call Koyrach, the sandwich. Omar, Rabbi Yechud, and Chalukim, HaYechaveir, the colleagues disagreed with Hill. They said, Pesach, Bifnatza, Matzah, Bifnatza. Say this word. I'm already word. These three things represent three different levels. Pesach is Al-Shem Pesach, miracles, nisim, flowings, Yilushchina, Al-Gitzach. Morizach. Moriz Gimachi and Mofus. You're not going to be. Yeah. Matzah is a yid in Golos. It's flat. It's whatever. And therefore you don't bake the matzahs L'Ar HaShemesh because it's, as you say in America, it ain't too hot. Right? And if you, it's a yid in Golos, the Goyim are not killing you, you're not in the Crusades, you're not in Auschwitz, or if you try to raise your head, they're menacher you. That's the matzah. Hillel was on the Madrega. What do we know about Hillel? Hill was an anvisum. Hill was a savlum. The Gemara says in Brachas that Hill Hazokin was going on the way and he heard Koltzako from the city. He said, Muftachani, that these cries are not coming from my house. How did he know? Was Ruch Reish? Because Hill was the one who trained his Bnei Pesach that everything that happens is from the Rabbein Shalom. Don't cry. So Hill is on the Madre. Hill, by the way, is Rosh Tevis. Haroifil Shvure Lev. Right? Therefore, Hillel could take Pesach, Matzah, and Mor. Everyone knows the Arizal. Pesach, Matzah, Mor is Gimatria. Like I say, one Gimatria today. Krasotin, right? And actually, today, Bizman Hazel, where you don't have Pesach, you have Matzah and Mor. Matzah and Mor itself is Gimatria, Tov, Kuv, Pei, Ayin. One more than Zamach Mem, Vinuk Fadilei. Work it out. Lamed Yud Lamed. Yeah? Yeah? It's, so even today, you could take the matzah and the mor, the korchum, the yachad. This would be a minig in Kadmoinim. They used to kiss the mor. That means by them, the yisurim were chol. That's a gevaldige madrega. That's a madrega of Hill. Right? Says Rabbi Yochanan. What do you know about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, you look at all Shas. Who was so evil more than Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, Kiddushin never saw his father, never saw his mother. He lost all his wealth. Right? He took his bone, Dein Garmo, Dasiro, a beard to him. But nevertheless, the Gemara says in Daf Zayin Brachos that Rabbi Yochanan Cholish Ola Gabei Rochanina, right? Omer Le Chavivin Yisurim, do you cherish Yisurim? What did Rabbi Yochanan? These are generations after Hill, right? A different Madrega. Lohein Omer Le Lohein Veloy Schor, not the Yisurim, not the Schor. So he told him Yoav Le Yode, Yoav Le Yode VeUkme at the end of. Right, Rabbi Yochanan understood that Chalukim Olav Chaveir Vavul Kal Yisrael Amid Dabar can't be soivul Gefarel Chiyusum for this generation. And you know, in Rupshitz, the minig was to don't quote me on this. I'll deny I ever said it. I'll tell you, it's Talmud Rabbi Chaim also. But in minig, the Rupshitz was in minig they passed in Keshitas Harosh that for more they took less than a Kazayis Keshitas Harosh. Hello? They were making the Kazakh. And this stomach, there was an Indian, Al Piruchni, it was like shells of four, right? Because everything did. Actually, the Rebidullah of Jacob, told the story that the Oyv Yisrael, the Vision Rebbe, was an Aden by the Imni Noyim, Jacob. Jacob was the corruptions. So he put in his pocket before the Seder a proper Kazayas, and Batsnei Lechas, when no one was looking, he chapped a full Kazayas more. Right? And Imri Noyim, who probably, he didn't say a word. There was another Adin by the Seder table, right? And he ate this full Kazayas, Beresh Glei, against Minig Rupshitz. And his Shver, Imri Noyim, turned to him, don't you know that Morer causes Shulshul? And the rest of his life, Nebuch, he was Choyler from that Machl. Nebuch. Right? There's actually a Maisa. Try to remember. The Avnezer was ill, and the Chalkas Yoyev came to Mevakar Choyl against Amais, and they were speaking about the Seder of whatever by his Shver by the Holy Kotzker. And he told the story that once he gave out more. Once upon a time, he forgot the Kotzker gave out matzahs, gave out whatever. He forgot to give out more. How do you tell the Kotzker that you forgot? Rabbi, you forgot, you know? The Avnezer was a pikach, the Chochum of London. He says, Shreleben, in the Gemara, the Machlok is whether Mor is Daraisa or Mother is Rabbon. I see, we must pass in Daraisa. He says, why? He says, because Rabbon and are not Machalik, they don't give up Mor. So he got the hint that he gave up Mor. But one year, he gave the Mor to everybody except for he had a son or somebody, one of his children, grandchildren, called Moshe. Right? And he didn't give Moshe. So someone was mayor, and Moshe didn't get the matzah anymore. So the Kotzker said, Kairach is Chalvik event of Moshe. Right? Hello, Kairach. Oh, yeah. And so, now, Versteitzach, the Avinezer said that the whole year, the toyer of the Kotzker was Kamalach and Sokas. By the Seder, he wasn't a Malach, by the Seder, he was a Sof. To say he was Shayach to a Gleichwertel by the Seder, when in China, I'm not even getting involved. The whole whatever. Look at Tzias Afrika. He, for whatever reason, Kirach is the Indian of his Chalkus, Levi, Gvuris. He didn't want to mechalik to this whatever Inyanim, which are Inyanim of Gvuris. Whatever those Sadiqim had there Inyanim. Hello, so okay, I'm not going to even delve into Tzias Afrika. Interessant, which matzi they use for Kairach? The bottom. It's Avram Yitzchak Yankov. Yaakov is the Bechir Sheba Ovois, which is the Indian of Das, Chochm being a Das. Das, the Chazal say, Das Konisa Machasarta. If a person has Das, he's able to reach the level that Emfelt and Gorsh. He's missing nothing. Right? And therefore, you can have a madrega of Hillel, of the Rebbe of Zisha, whatever. Nervous. I want to, after this Hakdoma, let's try to understand very briefly. I have no time to elaborate. What is the gedder of this kirch, of this sandwich? Okay? Two days in the Gemara, Hillel, Bezman Shabbat, Mishakayim was kirch echod. Rabbanon argued, right? In other words, B'derach HaMusar, B'derach Chassidus, Pshat is. Hillel was able to have this, you know, this kalvus, that chsadim, whether it's mishpat, whether it's rachmim, it all becomes one because he sees the chesed, which is tomun, in that which is concealed in the world. Fine. And Rabbanan say the average person can't do it. The average person has to cry out for the more separate. Ledas Hillel bisman hazeh. What's prat? Right? The Gemara says in Psachim, the hashtel hitmar hilchos are not like Hillel, not like Rabbanon. So what do? We wash, we make a bracha, we eat matzah luchud, then we eat maror luchud, and then we make kirach timakayim shnei. And then our minig is we say zeichel lemidrash hil, kainos hil. Some people don't say zeichel, but people just say kainos hil. The emes you look in tour the machlokes, right? Whether or not you, the whole shaila in Svarim, should you say Zeichel Midrash Hillel? Is it a hefsek? The Torah brings shita to Sefer HaMamik that you, once you wash your hands, right? Once you wash your hands, Falatilus Yodayim, and you bake the bracha of Hamoitzi and Alachilus Matzo, so certainly you shouldn't talk till after Kerach. Because you want the brachas to go on. Sandwich. Hello? Yes, so far so good? If you really want to be frum, and you don't have many friends left in your family, right, don't talk till after Afikoyim. There are those days called the Iker Mas in Afikoyim, so after the whole meal you shouldn't talk. I'd be a hypocrite if I tell you that I'm a Kayim then. Sichas, chulun, sichas, I go crazy. Right? But, say, we're not on that madrig. But Akoponim till after Kirch. And Yesh Cholkim. And therefore the meaning is taku, we say Zeichel Kamid Hill. It's a machloikas. There's two other big machloikas in the Indian of Kirch. Number one is, when you take your mor, by you and Seder, you dip your mor in charoisis. Yeah. You dip your mor in charoisis, right? Also before the mor that you make the Kirch from? Yes. You do. Yeah? That's, I think, Amadabat. That's like, no. Yeah? There are sheets to say you don't have to. It's only a zecher bal. Well, make a taste. Hello? Yeah? That's one big machlekes in Polskim. Next, when you eat your kairach, you make a seva tinish.
Yep.
You do. Yep. In poskim, some people you need a seva. You're eating matzah. Matzah needs a seva. Some people say, you don't need a seva. It's only a zeichem alma, it's only whatever. Hello? More, it doesn't need a seva. It reminds me of the story of the fellow who had a wealthy guy, had a wealthy wife. She was the one who, she had the PhD, Papa has dough. She brought the money into the family, right? Asher al kein zigehalten agrisa, you know, yachsanis and gvira and all the mices. So she sent a shliach, one of her, the gvirta, sent one of her resources to go to Reb Chaim Volozhiner to ask her, a prochoshev, a woman like me, you know, does she have to make a save? I'll be there. So Chaim Volozhiner says, a shvere shailuk. On one hand, we paskin that an isha chashuva has to be mesiv. On the other hand, we paskin that mora doesn't, not mesiv. For mar, you don't recline. It's a bit of a quandary in Allah. Anyway, Akitzer Ma'aser, Nachzal Yonenu, to get real, right? What are these machlokes? Whether you need a seva, whether you need tivul b'charoises, whether you're allowed to talk, I was like, I'm not going to the whole lomdus. I can spend 20 hours talking about it, but I'm not going to all the sheets. Bekitzer amas, there's a famous chakir, yeshiva shechakir in Kirch. You could learn two ways. When the Gemara says Hillel made the sandwich, Pesach, matzah, mor, because the Gemara says chlorim psochim that Hillel was a demanda omer who held that mitzvahs ain't betele zuizu. Why? Because Bisman Shabbos Amidah Shiyakayim, Pesach was their Isa, Matzah was their Isa, Mora was their Isa. Since all three are Chiyuvim, right? So you can make a sandwich. Okay. What? Oh, what about Bisman Hazel? You have no Korban Pesach, I'm going to say no Rab. Until now. Matzah is a Chter Isa, Mora is a Chter Abon. How can you possibly eat matzah and mor together to mekayim the mitzvah libid hill of matzah and mor? Zech mitzvahs are mevatel zuazu. The mor, which only the rabbanon will be mevatel the matzah deraisa. Hello. Yes, you with me? So therefore, many rishonim already say even the das hillel, you can fulfill your mitzvah of matzah deraisa b'zman hazeh with. Therefore, eat kzayis matzah. Eat kezayis. There's no inyan of a kirach. How can I have kirach today? Nervos zeichel the mikdash kehillel bisman shabes hamikdash hayakayim when Pesach matzah and mor with the raisa. So we make a zeichel that we make the sandwich. Hello. Then there's another shita. Ein achanam that today the matzah is the raisa and the mor is the rabbah. So the you already ate your matzah. You're used to it, Mizvachil's matzah. By the way, most Rishonim hold, even Aliba de Hillel, if you ate Zelachud v'Zelachud, you're used. Rav Lish tells us, why make a zecher to a shita that even be the. Right, we'll talk about that in a minute. Right? Nervos. According to the second way of looking, I have no time to go through, trust me, who holds what? There's a Bachan, there's a Tazan, Alta Rebbe, all the various shitas and deis and the Be'emes, and this is a Machloek between a Rif and a Balamoyer. Right? But the bottom line is, right, Poshets, it could very well be, and there's a strong sheet in Poskim, that Aliba de Hillel, when the fault, Bizman, after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, when Chazal, now I'm Misakin, the Seder we have, they wanted to make the Moras ois. No, Moras only eaten like a tuffel to the Korban Pesach. There's no Korban Pesach. There's no more. But they wanted to make a zecher. So Chazal were misakin midrabbonon to eat more. How? What is the tzura of the mitzvah of more drabbonon? Like it was done in Bizman Shabbos together with the matzah. Kumt ois, you're fulfilling your mitzvah of more aliba deshitazu. Aliba, the way Hillel learned, and that the Chazal were, I don't know what the word is. When they made the mitzvah, they were mitzayir the mitzvah like it was in Aliba the Hillel Bizman Shabbos Hayakayim. Oibazo, you understand why the machlik is whether or not you could talk, right? Because here the bracha of Akapurim Alachilus Morer has the batzista to the Morer of Kairach. Now you understand if you hold it's tam epesazeicher ba'almon the himalara zeicher. Right? Therefore, I said, Mali, you have to make me toivul b'charoises. You already were toivul your mar b'charoises. And Chazal say, matpilim shteipam, matshleishabam. No need to do it. But if you hold, this is the mitzvah of mar ditzvil. Hello? Now I understand why those who hold, you don't have to recline. Right? Because there's the ikar mar, you don't recline. Mash inking those who hold you do recline, those the ikar of a zeichet was done in the base of the tree. Right? The fees have a rech, the pashad afkimino halocha. No time to elaborate. We said before, Shitas HaRosh. Shitas HaRosh is that the ikar hadin, since mor is sharf, right? You could be yoytu the mitzvah of mor less than a kezayis. So why is everyone doctor have a kezayis? Says the Rosh. Not mitzad the chefza of the mor. Chazal were besakin to make a bracha. And the bracha said, Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoyus of etivonu al achilas mor. How could you make a bracha on achila if you, gaver, you person, have not eaten the mice of achila, that minimum of a kezayis? Fine. Yeah? And we once talked about Baruch. I'm not going through the various shitas, in shitas alor. Comes along the classic Shagas Ari in Simen Kuf, right? Which is oy bazoi. Right, hanicha. If you what, when you're eating the morer for morer b'fnei avda matzah morer, then shitas harosh. Since you're making a bracha, you have to take a kezayis. Over the morer for kerech, you don't need a kezayis because no bracha on. So it's part of the shagazari. Over our minig is to have a kezayis even morer for the kerech, because we're chayish that maybe this is morer. And I think b'derech drush. These two approaches are mamish washer dibar. It's all very well and fine. Bismancha bes amigdash hakayim and the gilu shchina kshem shebolei rois kach boliris. Right? You could say like Hillel. You could see the chsodim in the difficult times. Also getting fight. Or when it becomes azah hester from galus, you could say the ikir. There's no mitzvah more today. We can't. Meikra, I think there's no kairach today. It's a zeichel the mikdash with kumen atzigven atzai. It's with kumen atzai. Based on mikdash, you'll see bonachayim zoyne revichim. Then you, but it's a zeichel. Don't lose the right. That's one derech. There's another derech. The revzush is derech. Even bezman hazeh, betzoyku itim vanuichi hasder. The anuichi is dear, but it has in that story. Right. So you have to eat your mor. Or eat your mor chazalu masakin together with the matzah, which is a symbol of the Eibishter's, because the Eibishter is forter. There's a famous vort, the first Belzer Rebbe, Hashalom Belzer, asked the obvious glaring kasha. I'm just going to end off with this. When we say zeichel shenemar, what does the pasuk say? Where does the pasuk say al matzah zemar yechu? In Pesach Sheni. Shalom, the obvious klotz kasha. Why don't we bring the pasuk to parashas boy? Yeah, thousands of events. So the Bishila Bel, the Mittel Bel Rebbe said, because this is a tefillah. The tefillah, the Abish thing, right? She built the Beis HaMikdash, and even the Chachmon al-Islam were in Manchester over Pesach Sheni for. So the Bel Zachasa heard this whole story with a different Gersoyas. And he was going home, and he passed through Lemberg, and he told over to the Sheila Meshiv, asked him what was said in Belzer, the Seder. He told him this word from Shila Belzer. It's Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim says, Yochid is Nitzchev for Pesach Sheni, but not a Tzibur. He was really nonplussed. He didn't know what to answer. Punkti went from Lemberg, he went to Brod. Brod, there were a lot of Belzer Chassidim. He went into the Beis Chassidim over there, the Belzer. And he asked the Kasha, no, whatever. Akitzer, they just printed the Mitzvah Chinuch. They opened up the Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Shintei, Pesach Sheni. And there it brings Chlor, the Das of Rabbi Yehuda, that even at Sibur has a Pesach Sheni. So he was so happy, he went back to Lemberg to give the answer to the Sheol Meshav. One of the great rabbis, one of the present day agodas, Adza Havrokim, Kumto is the Belzer Rebbe saying, the Kenot Zeichel Mishkinil is the Chatfila, right? We asked the Bashefer, why Dafka at this point? Tfila, the Beis Hamikdash, Dafka the Zeichel Mishkinil. So he said a Moiridig Avort. He said a Moiridig Avort. The Gemara says in Roshana that Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that even in Medina Lulav Nitul Kol Shiva the Shemanef Kula Osim, right? Where did these two Gzeres? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai are Rebbe Gzeres. Why are these Gzeres? Because when you make something Zeichel Hamikdash, you're saying, hey, we're in this for the long, what's the word in English, for the long haul, right? The long effect. is a person saying you're making zeichel the migdarek, takonis, the form of takonis, zeichel the migdarek, hamol given, so that's fair from heart to yid kubim miyayish from the gula. Oh, we have to, there's no more based on migdarek. So boy b'shol, he's going to be echad a mezaka, he's going to name a nefkul, also why, my time up, meheir yibona ha-migdosh, and the oyomer shtaki, that's why you're b'echad and came from a city, right? That came from a city, right? Yavne, yibona, there's, right afterwards, he never gives up hope. Al derech say here, you say, zeichel and migdosh keil, say this for him, right? Svet nishgut, right? Therefore it's also a tefillah, boy b'shol, that meheira, we should be. And I think if a yid anarken, it's a bit of a paradox. One time we'll talk about it long. That on one hand, everything comes to the brain, it's all beautiful and fine. But once you, I'll tell you a story, just let me, one more minute of the story. There was a guy called Arya Kaplan. He was a big genius, off the chart in America. He wrote a prolific writer of books, a Kabbalist, whatever. In one of his books, he writes a story, which hit me. It's a very deep story, you have to understand pshat. There was a lady who had a ben yochid, who was above us eno. Mamashia. And he became seriously ill with Yanomais. And the woman came into the Lubavitch Rebbe, right? He wasn't a Lubavitch Rebbe, he was a breast liver, whatever. Came into the Lubavitch Rebbe, and she's crying, Tachnunim Rebbe Ratav, B'derech HaTeva, this. The Rebbe thought, and the Rebbe said, if you would know that the Eibishter, the Shemayim, wants the Neshama of your son back, would you be able to find it in your heart to give him back to the Eibishter? Is it such an answer you can? She thought, and said, yeah. Ultimately, she said, yeah. The Rebbe said, Oy bazoy kem ben Davin. And Davin, Baruch Hashem, he's with us today. And the world said, Taka yid gleik, da hakel tuiva, the Eibishter is a dynamist, everything is for good things. Or once you accept that, then when a yid is fort in pain, because you're fort the boss of Adam, and not all of us are on the Madrega of Hill, then you're able to be poil Yeshua's bon chayim zoyna betoyva nirvana.